advancing pleasure. This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Derek, who is this daddy that we have in the title?
I have no idea. I'm unfamiliar with this person.
It rings a bell, but really, I have no idea. Daddy, still on vacation. Chris Baznett, pinch hitting again today, joining us. What's up, Baz?
What's up, buddy? Daddy's in Mexico, right?
Allegedly. There has been no confirmation or denial by the Mexican government.
I've been watching the news for beached whale warnings, and someone with a really, really dark tan, very well-tanned, well-oiled-looking whale last night. Maybe that was him. I don't know.
I don't think it could be.
Had a drink in his hand.
So there you go. Check that one off. Was it a beached whale wearing a Speedo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's stop right there. We lose everybody. We've got the Masters going on. We'll update the leaderboard here in just a second. Also, Nebraska head volleyball coach John Cook is going to join us on the program today. Opening day at Kauffman Stadium, the new Kauffman Stadium, with those millions of dollars of renovations, as we talked with Steve Stewart of the Royals Radio Network earlier this week, telling us about that. And then, first pitch, Yankees come in. Thank God they finally got a win yesterday. That's at 3:10, first pitch. Our pregame at 2:35. You'll be hearing all the festivities here on the Doug and ESPN Radio Network. We'll tell you a little bit more on the Doug and Daddy Show, but Royals Yankees. Coming up later this afternoon. Also, breaking news in the world of Husker sports. Breaking news. We'll get to that in just a little bit as well. We can do that. You want to do it now?
You want to do this? Let's do this now.
It's big news.
It is.
Let's do number two there.
Do number two?
Number two, because Daddy would like this. And for all the bowling fans, the Nebraska bowling team is sitting in first place after the opening day of Nationals, tallying an 83-35 pin score, leading second seed New Jersey City by 256 pins. Play starts over today. The Huskers take on 8th seed Arkansas State. So yesterday was a position day. Now today is head-to-head. See, last year when the national tournament was at Thunder Alley in Omaha, the Huskers led after the first day and then went 0-2 in match play, and that's... That's not good.
That's not good.
Nebraska was fourth after two rounds of qualifying before coming back strong to take the top seed. Nebraska bowling coach Bill Straub is hopeful. So we'll see what happens as qualifying was yesterday. The NCAA championships going on in Canton, Michigan. Yes, Canton, Michigan.
Canton, not Ohio, Michigan.
Hey, folks, I want to remind you, just because I don't think we brought it up yesterday, we will be getting out the prizes from the Doug and Daddy Tournament Challenge within the next couple of weeks for all of those that did well in the NCAA Tournament bracket. We want to thank the University of Nebraska, and in particular the Nebraska Basketball Office, the Big Apple, Tri-City Storm, Schroeder's Smoke Foods, Graham Tire, Fanatics, for all coming in on board on that. We also want to thank Broadfoot Sand and Gravel for helping us out this week and sending some folks to Nebraska Creighton and Nebraska Texas for baseball. Last night rained out. They will play a doubleheader today. Game one's at 2:05. This evening's game is at 6:05. Tonight's game will be televised on NET. Tonight and tomorrow's 1:05 game you can hear on the Breeze 94.5 FM. So it's another day that the Huskers stay out of the loss column. They'll try and break a six-game losing streak. And hopefully another day off gives them another day to forget about what has happened over the last 2 weeks.
You would think so. The thing I'm excited about with the Huskers is that UNK should be getting a lot of really talented pitchers next year after the Huskers season is done. So,
well, UNK getting a win yesterday, snapping a losing streak of their own.
8 games, and Ryan Sheldon pitched a heck of a game, it sounds like, for the Lopers. Gave up 6 hits, 5 of them single, struck out 3, only walked 1, and he's kind of been their stopper this year. He was their stud coming into the season. He got the job done when they really needed a W.
It's been the world of sports as it is so many times. Last year, I don't think we were expecting a whole lot. We knew that UNK was going to be better, but such a surprising run that they had into the national tournament and then beating the number one team in the country. And then they came through last year even more so than expected. Nebraska was not expected to do quite as much last year and had a phenomenal season, way above the expectations anybody. And then everybody thought, well, this year they're going to be around the same, and it's not panned out so far for either UNK or the Huskers.
And baseball's a funny game. You know, when it starts going bad, it just seems to spread through the whole team, whether it's pitching as it is with the Huskers, hitting, whatever it is. It's just a virus, and it spreads throughout the team. And right now the Huskers, they're struggling. They need to find some way to get right here in a hurry.
Hastings baseball team also home this weekend. Doubleheaders today, doubleheader tomorrow. First pitch each day is set for 2 o'clock. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Dent Popper, home of the Armor Lining. If you're vehicle received a few bangs and dings during the winter weather, get it taken care of and for a lot less than you think. Check him out at the Dent Popper on the Breaks, downtown Kearney. Jeff and Kearney, who is a Powder Blue Royals fan, says one earned run in 20 innings allowed by Royals starting pitchers. I was very apprehensive about the addition of Coco and Farnsworthless. Coco's game-winning home run and good defense have completely erased my concerns with him. I share Doug's opinion about the other. A caravan of local true blue Royal fans are headed down to Kansas City to watch the dismantling of the evil empire. Jeff says, it's peanut butter jelly time.
It's peanut butter jelly time. Peanut butter jelly
got
time.
It, Jeff.
We at, we woo! At, we at, we right. at. Now there you go, there you go. Peanut butter jelly, peanut butter jelly.
There you go, Evil Empire. How great it would be to be back here Monday and the Royals 5-1 and the Yankees 1-5.
I can't wait. I'm thrilled.
Oh, I there would be dancing in the street. Speaking of dancing, speaking of getting it on last night.
Were you dancing? Were you getting groovy?
Speaking of a little groove.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Got a chance to go see the legend last night.
Oh, yeah.
Good crowd on hand. B.B. King. 83 years of age, music, storyteller. I think the crowd really enjoyed it. Put on a great show. I think BB's a lover, not a fighter.
I think this is the song you need to play whenever you walk into a room anywhere, right here.
Well, it is true.
It is true.
Because the thrill is gone. BB turning it on last night. What a great night.
Oh, yeah.
There you go, babe. There you go. I just have one question. I saw Mrs. Derek there last night. I didn't see Mr. Derek.
No. Mr. Derek didn't work the show, so.
What's the matter? The thrill is gone?
Thrill wasn't there last night.
How was the thrill when she got home?
No comment.
Yeah, all right. That's what I'm talking about. I hope all the folks had fun. See, and again, I can't point this out enough. I mean, I don't care if you listen to acid rock, opera, country music, gospel, whatever it is. You know what? If Willie Nelson, if you're a B.B. King fan and Bob Dylan comes or the Beach Boys come or Nickelback comes, I mean, you're talking some top talent. You just won't go out and enjoy it. And I think we saw some of that last night with the legend. So many awards, such a long resume for B.B. King last night. And a great job to the folks at the Event Center for putting on another great product, and to all the promoters who took care of that. And now, get ready for Larry the Cable Guy.
That's about on the same level as B.B. King,
there
I think.
There you go. That's right. Yeah. Well, Larry sold that place out last time and probably going to be close to doing it again.
Probably.
Larry the Cable Guy. So hope everybody had fun time last night. Let's check that Masters leaderboard, Derek, where we are at this point in the day. Chad Campbell, look out, people. Look out. He's not going anywhere. And neither is Kenny Perry. Crap.
What is up, Chad?
And here's the deal. I got to feeling guilty yesterday about Kenny Perry because I didn't pick Kenny Perry. I didn't think he'd figure into the Masters, so that's probably why I didn't want to see him do well. But what he's done for the game of golf in the United States and his patriotism and the Ryder Cup and playing lesser events and skipping over majors and doing things like that, you know, there's no reason not to love Kenny Perry. So Kenny Perry, if you're going to win it, that's fine. Just don't like finish eighth and screw everything up. You know, either be right there, or,
yeah,
you know.
Get out of the way.
But Chad Campbell, who just, for lack of a better word, choked it right down the stretch yesterday. He had 62 in his sights. He was 9-under with 2 to go, and bam, bam, and now he's just birdied again. He just birdied the 10th. Campbell is 4-under today.
Good grief.
11-under for the tournament.
How many of you out there had Chad Campbell in your Masters pool?
Is it over?
No, it's not over, as long as Tiger's still within shouting distance.
He's
as much
nine
as
back.
He's still
nine back.
He hasn't missed the cut yet.
I'm almost ready to call it.
Nah.
I'm almost ready to call it. Campbell's been here before in contention at the Masters, and that's got to make you wonder why people wouldn't put his name out there. Anybody that's ever been in contention, you got to keep on the radar. Even Olathabal, who's always there, at least was on the board for a while yesterday. But Campbell right now, 4-under through 10, he's 11-under. Todd Hamilton, he's skating in there.
British Open champion Todd Hamilton, legend.
That's the only reason he's in the field.
That's right.
That's the only reason. That's the only exemption he has. He's 2-under through 15. He's going to be your clubhouse leader, it looks like, but he's at 6-under. Kenny Perry's 2-under through 6 at 6-under. Jim Furyk doesn't tee off till right before 1 o'clock, so he's at 6-under. What else we got there as you scroll down a little bit, Derek? Let's continue to move on down. There's Olathabal, 2-under through 7. He's at 3-under for the tournament. Baddeley's 2-over for the day. Rory McIlroy's 2-under through 4 today. Larry Mize, he double bogeyed the first, then came back birdie-birdie, but now he's 4-over through 15, 1-under for the tournament.
The thrill is gone for Larry Mize.
It could be it for him. You know what's scaring me? Oh, Sean O'Hare. Son of a 4-over through 10, even par for the tournament. Sean, the projected cut right now is even par. And am I missing somebody here, Derek? Phil hasn't teed off yet. Did we skip over a name?
All right, there he is.
No, go back up. I think we skipped over a name. I think we might have skipped over the biggest name on the board.
Shingo Katayama?
Where is he?
Tiger?
Yeah, right there he is. Okay. He is. Even through five, so he's at 2-under. Not the kind of start you want there.
He doesn't quite have it yet. If you watched any of this yesterday, he hit the ball great, but didn't make a putt, and you got to putt at the Masters, just like you got to do in any other major.
Well, as much as he smacked the ball around the course yesterday, he easily could have been 6-under.
He
gave away 3 shots on the last 3 holes. Mm-hmm. I don't know how it didn't go in on 12,
mm-hmm.
and he curled one right around the cup on 11. So we'll see, but
we've all been there. That's pretty much your daily life when it comes to golf. It's just a bunch of near misses.
Tiger's putting for birdies and pars. Me, not so much.
Yeah, but you're still just barely missing those putts.
Well,
doesn't matter if they're birdies or pars,
exactly.
Or you know, triple bogeys.
That's exactly. 1-888-455 ESPN. Doug and Daddy's show. Chris Basnett in for the Daddy today. Other thoughts on the Masters before we go into a break here? John Cook's coming up, Nebraska volleyball coach.
You know, you can't be really surprised with what Chad Campbell's done. He's been on the last 3 Ryder Cup teams, which I didn't realize. And for a guy that, you know, hasn't won a lot of the big-time tournaments, he's been solid. He's been consistent. He's one of those guys that a lot of his peers have said, this guy's going to be the next star when he first came on tour a few years ago. He's a solid, solid player, great ball striker, and he's obviously got the putter rolling yesterday, which is why he scored so well. He's always going to hit the ball well, but if he keeps the putter hot, look out. Like you said, it might be over.
1-888-455-ESPN, and the folks that are in prognosticating or look a little deep, even the professionals, even the boys at ESPN.com, Golf Digest, Golf Channel, you know, you never heard him bring up Chad Campbell's name. You never heard Chad Campbell's name, and it doesn't look like he's going to go anywhere. The key after day one, when you've shot a good round, is to come out and follow it up, and Chad Campbell is. Hunter Mahan is not.
Mm-hmm.
He's going the wrong way. Sean O'Hare, good round yesterday, today. Not.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see if they can get things turned around. Well, before we go into break, we want to let you know, because it's Good Friday, folks, and hopefully your Easter weekend goes well. But if all of a sudden maybe plans changed and you're hosting Easter, or nobody's coming over and you're going to have to stay at home and work this week, why not take care of your own meal at Troutman's Quality Meats, because boneless ham for Easter is still available. Now, Baz, I don't know if I can pass this on to you, but Derek, can I pass on the ham cutting to you?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. We've got boneless ham for Easter still available, and I'm all choked up because maple ham.
It's so good.
Sugar ham.
Yummy.
Hickory smoked ham.
Ham.
Remember how good hams used to taste, people? Well, ours still do, as Kerry Troutman and Troutman's gang says. Kerry says, folks, if you remember how the ham used to taste, that's the way it tastes now at Troutman's. It is absolutely outstanding. If you're not a ham fan, they also have prime rib, USDA choice steak, and, of course, assorted wines to go with your meal. Domestic beers as the family and friends get together for this weekend. It's Friday. They've got a good selection of fish there as well. If you got a house full of family, well, you're going to need breakfast food as well. They've got the bacon. They've got everything else. Maybe you're just going to grill out some burgers. It is the freshest. Maybe the kids are running around, and you want to shut them up. Here's some snack sticks. Mm-hmm. These are good. Mm-hmm. Have these. Have some string cheese. Have whatever you want at Troutman's Quality Meats. And before we let you, you got a big family. All of a sudden, you go buy a ham, and it's like for 12 people. And then Uncle Charlie calls up and says, yeah, I can't bring the kids, so there's only going to be eight of you there. So all of a sudden, what do you got to do to the ham, Derek?
You got to take it and go, whack, whack, whack. Yeah, then you're good to go.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Troutman's Quality Meats across from Bob's Superstore, Highway 30 in Kearney. It is a grill's best friend if you're looking at the steak or, of course, boneless ham for Easter, still available. Maple, sugar, hickory smoked. Can't find it any better, folks. Kerry and Troutman's Quality Meats. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. More after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Train can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Train model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Train dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Train model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Train.
If you like auctions because you like to save big money, don't miss Kearney Yamaha's 24th Annual Inventory Reduction Auction Sunday, April 19th. The auction starts at 10 a.m. sharp and will feature over 85 three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft.
This is Craig Stokerbrand at Kearney Yamaha. If you've been to one of our auctions, you already know how much money you can save. Some items sell for as much as $2,000 under regular market prices. Don't miss out on this one-time-a-year opportunity to buy three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft at unbelievably low prices.
You can also bid on thousands of dollars worth of new and used parts and accessories. This year, Kearney Yamaha will also have all of their apparel marked down to incredibly low prices. You can buy t-shirts for as little as $5 and save hundreds of dollars on leather coats and chaps. This money-saving opportunity only happens once a year. Don't miss Kearney Yamaha's annual inventory reduction auction Sunday, April 19th at 10 a.m. sharp in the Kearney Yamaha parking lot.
Stafford on a loose puck, throws it to Zajac in front, score!
This weekend, another college national championship comes to ESPN Radio Superstation, the Frozen Four. Now it's down to two.
Backlash is there to the right point, shot through traffic, score!
It's Miami of Ohio and Boston University for the NCAA Frozen Four Championship, Saturday at 5:45.
Power play goal, a brilliant rush by Matt Carl.
Where champions are crowned, ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-50s. Winds will also turn to the east later today at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll fall off to about 32 with southeast winds of 5 to 10. On the way to 62 for high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39. Show,
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Chris Basnett filling in for the daddy today on this Friday. Big Easter plans, Bass?
playing in the this is big news. This is very big news. You might want to do a live report from this. We have the Ravana High School Alumni Basketball Tournament tonight and tomorrow in Ravana. So I'll be dunking on the entire Baronic family this evening, hopefully. So, Drake, if you're listening, watch yourself. Actually, I'll probably play 5 minutes and pull a hamstring and then go lay on the bench with an ice pack. So that's the plan.
Or you'll roll Bowling's knee?
I'll blow out Dan Bowling's knee again and roll my own egg. It's going to be ugly no matter what happens. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, wow, and it also sounds like physical activity.
Which I hate, as you know.
It can't be good.
No.
It can't be good at all. Frozen Four.
Frozen
right here on ESPN Radio. Hockey over here, but not in the NCAA, and a couple of different styles of contests. 4-1 in the opener, 5-4. The Catamounts of Vermont go down to Boston U. Miami of Ohio winning over Bemidji State.
I think we were all hoping for the Catamounts versus Beavers matchup in the national championship and didn't get it.
Did you cover the CCHA when they were at the events?
The CHA, yeah, I did. I was kind of in charge of Alabama Huntsville. They were one of the teams in the CHA when they were here. But I watched Bemidji State. They had the best fan base by far of any of the teams that were here, and I remember that. They brought all the big fat guys in the hockey jerseys, and they had the horns and had all the cheers and stuff. And they were awesome. They were a fun group of guys to kind of watch throughout the game. And
that's what winners do.
That's what they do. I mean, they're winners, and they're fat, and they like to cheer their hockey team, and they got a big reason to cheer.
Did you guys get a chance to watch any of that Boston-Vermont game?
That was a very entertaining game.
It was an outstanding hockey game.
Not a lot of defense played, but it was a very entertaining hockey game.
Dude. Thrill's gone.
Oh, yeah, you were thrilling it. That's right.
I was BB King in it. I wasn't in a suite last night with the TV on hockey. I apologize. And I think they thought that would be disrespectful to put the hockey game on the big screen.
Oh, absolutely.
Out at the event center. But, 5-4. See, there's some entertaining hockey. But the championship, the national championship, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, face-off here on ESPN Radio. Speaking of golf, which we hadn't been except for the Masters, the Hastings men winning their qualifier yesterday. And, again, these are strange.
Yeah.
College golf, very strange.
Very weird.
How they get to the postseason. But they have 4 qualifying tournaments in the GPAC. This is the third one. Hastings won it. Now they're third in the overall team standings. The fourth and final qualifier will be played at Whispering Creek. That's in Sioux City, Iowa. Whispering Creek. Sioux City, Iowa on April the 28th. So best of luck. Best of luck there. How's your golf game, Baz?
It's not good. You've seen me play, and I've got a case of the rights right now, and I can't make any putts, so I put a lot of numbers on the board. How's your golf game, Doug?
Solid.
It is good. You're a ball striker.
I'm thinking about just taking it to the professional level.
You remind me a lot of Chad Campbell in the way that you strike the ball with such purity and such consistency every time.
I was thinking more of the trick shot artist. guys,
hit the ball off like the 4-foot-tall tee and stuff.
Guys that can make golf balls go the same direction that I make them without putting cuts on them or hitting them with funny clubs. There's very few out there that can do that.
You have a talent that very, very, very few people have, and I feel privileged and blessed to have been able to see some of your trick shot artistry.
I'm sure once the course is green up, so will my game. My game will be better. The putts will roll a little smoother.
Just got to round into shape.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. You're late
bloomer. Pure a putter as I am.
It's solid.
It's got to be an Augusta type surface.
It really does.
It's got to be glass.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I feel.
The best players want to play on the best courses. And I mean, I don't think that's too much to ask for you to try and get on Augusta.
Oh God, this Nebraska volleyball team is going to Scotts Bluff to play Wichita State tomorrow. Coach John Cook flying himself there.
Must be rough.
John Cook is a pilot.
Ah.
Which I guess I kind of knew.
I had heard that
before, but it just didn't start. The team going out today doing all kinds of appearances and getting ready, and they're waiting for that. And, of course, Jordan Wilberger, a walk-on, now all of a sudden was thrown into the mix because of injuries last year and really stepped a game up, and now she is going to be the focal point out there as Nebraska and Wichita State play. And Baz, it hasn't been that long ago, and we'll ask Coach Cook about this. You know, spring volleyball, you didn't even talk about. Mm-hmm. It was just, oh, yeah, the girls got together and they practiced.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now they're bringing in opponents. You're holding weekend tournaments. You're getting matches in. It's competitive. you don't have to worry about the wins and losses as much, but you can't tell me that it's not just as competitive as the early matches in the fall.
And it is, and you know what? It generates revenue for the university. They're selling out the Coliseum to watch spring, to watch practice, basically watch another team practice another team. They're traveling out to Scott's Bluff. They're selling tickets for that. They're getting out in the state. You don't want to say it's become like spring football in Nebraska because nothing's going to equal that, but it's that next step down. And I could probably about guarantee there's not another state in the country that covers spring volleyball or has spring volleyball fever like Nebraska does.
What about spring football? You go to the spring game? Do you have interest in the spring game?
You know, I'm one of those guys that kind of sees it as a glorified practice. You know, when you're growing up at home, it's fun to go, you know, see the Huskers play. You may not be able to get down there during the regular season and watch them, so it's a chance to go see them then. As I've gotten older and kind of been in the media business for a while, you start to realize, you know what, it's another practice for however many months away from the first game. So you're not really sure what you're going to see. You might see guys that won't even suit up, you know, come August, September. So it's tough, and I'll actually be out of town that weekend, so I won't be able to watch the spring game. But, you know, whatever. It's a practice.
I think I'm going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully good weather. And I think it is a reason for everyone to break out their tailgate stuff.
That's right. That's the number one reason to do it.
I mean, that's the bigger social event than any of the other home games.
Absolutely.
So hopefully the weather is nice. And I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
I think it might be for the spring game coming up. And next week, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to the Nebraska spring game right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Over 60,000 tickets have already been sold, reserved. It's not like it used to be where you walked up and bought the $3 ticket and went in and watched the game. High school soccer was played yesterday. So beautiful yesterday.
Yeah, that's because it was so nice.
On the boys' side, Kearney beat Columbus 1-0.
Still haven't given up a goal all season, Bear Kitties.
On the girls' side, Columbus beat Kearney 1-0.
Not good.
On the boys' side, Grand Island beats North Platte 2-0. On the girls' side, North Platte beats Grand Island 3-0. On the boys' side, Hastings beat York 5-0. On the girls' side, Hastings beat York 4-0. And Lexington sweeps Northwest, winning the boys' game 3-1 and winning the girls' game. Northwest won the girls' game 1-0.
Lexington boys' first win of the season last night, so congratulations to the Minutemen.
How about running track at Kearney High yesterday?
How much fun would that have been to go run the old 3,200?
Hello.
Yeah.
Kearney won them both. Kearney girls a winner by 11.5 points over Lincoln Southwest, then Omaha Marion and Columbus and Hayes, Kansas, round out the top five on the boys' side. Kearney 261.5. Lincoln Southwest second with 76.
That's a school record for points scored in a meet by Kearney High, if you can believe that. Of all the records they've set over the years, that's the most points they've ever put up in an invitational meet.
Was it practice?
It apparently must have been. Sounds like, you know, they had some good times. They haven't been outdoors much this year. If you ask Roger Matheson, it was good to get outdoors, you know, that sort of thing. But they put up some good times considering how lousy the weather was.
Lincoln East, 36.5 points. Got third.
Third place. Kearney won, I believe it was 11 events yesterday on the boys' side.
Well, that's all. Grand Island invite. Grand Island girls win it, followed by Norfolk and Lincoln Southeast. On the boys' side, Norfolk wins it by 1 point over Grand Island.
Dramatic.
Lincoln Northeast was another 2 points back. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk a little spring volleyball with John Cook. We'll also be updating the Masters leaderboard for you in just a moment. But when we come back, Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, it's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. An independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-50s. Winds will also turn to the east later today at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll fall off to about 32 with southeast winds of 5 to 10. On the way to 62 for high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Yellow.
Happy Good Friday to you. Hope your Easter weekend goes well. If you're driving through, thanks for being with us here on ESPN Radio. We'll be with you till the top of the hour, and then later this afternoon, Royals baseball as they have their opener, home opener against the New York Yankees. First pitch is at 3:10. Is it nice enough to be back in the field today?
Sure it is. Sun's out. It's not snowing.
That's right. It's always a beautiful day to get some Dyna-Gro in field. It's time to plant corn in the Cornhusker State, folks. And people are planting Dyna-Gro more than ever before because they want to win just like the Big Red. 57V07, 58V72, and 57V38 will all win on your farm's team in 2009. All VT triple hybrids with built-in defense, just like the 09 Huskers. It's Dyna-Gro growing again in your field in 2009. Plant it on your farm and see why. Grow with Dyna-Gro. If you've never planted Dyna-Gro before and want to know more, or if you just want more, plant more in your field, get a hold of Lauren D-Man Kaiser or Dyna-Gro Dave at 1-800-652-9298. 800-652-9298. 9298. Let me say, I don't know why this image pops into my head of like when I was little and we were driving the grain trucks and you'd be listening to the radio back before you had a notepad or anything there. You just write it in the grain dust on the top on the dash there. So 800-652-9298. Planning more, winning more with Dyna-Gro.
Chad Campbell with a bogey at the Masters, falling down the leaderboard. He's now 10-under and only has a 4-shot lead over Kenny Perry.
Plummeling?
How about plummeting?
Pummelting? Kenny Perry's at 6-under. Todd Hamilton is also bogeyed to go back to 5-under. Tiger Woods has birdied. He's 1-under through 6, 3-under for the tournament.
My boy Shingo Katayama. 5-under. Get on the bandwagon, Shingo.
I haven't understood the Shingo thing. He's never played well at the Masters.
He's never played well, but he's always in the Masters somehow. I don't understand. I don't know if he wins overseas. I don't know how he qualifies, but he seems like he's been in the Masters for about the last 5 or 10 years, and I don't get it. It must be the hats.
Funny hat?
Funny hats. The plastic little cowboy thing he's got going on. The one at the carnival.
Sean O'Hare struggling. Zach Johnson got off to such a good start yesterday and then couldn't finish it off. And as I've seen you in tournaments, when I saw Zach Johnson playing yesterday, I said the Baz is going to be picking up some orange trousers or whatever shade of red they were yesterday.
Oh, awful, awful from Zach. I was very disappointed in my boy.
Have you already went golf wardrobe shopping for the
Not yet. I've still got some plaid shorts from last year that I'm probably going to pull out at some point. I got the nice white. I'm looking at a belt buckle that I might get. It's big, kind of like the Anthony Kim thing with the stud. The
diamonds. Oh, see, there
it.
You go. Anthony Kim, not big. You, not big.
No.
But you
no.
think you could pull it off and use that as an excuse.
Get a Baz. Get a belt buckle big enough to cover my whole waist because I'm not a very big guy. That's what I'm going for.
Luckily, there's only three letters there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or you'd probably fall over.
I would. I'm not a large man. And it would be good on windy days because I would blow away.
Nebraska volleyball, just like the football team, going through its spring workouts, and they're almost completely done. They're going to wrap things up for the indoor portion of their season, and we'll kind of touch on that in just a moment as well. But we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by the head coach of the Nebraska Cornhuskers, John Cook. And, Coach, as always, a pleasure to talk with you. How's things going right now?
Well, it's been a really enjoyable spring from a coach's viewpoint. To put it in perspective, we have no seniors training right now. We only have one senior on the roster, Corey Cooper, who's still rehabbing but is doing very well. And we have four players that they played their first college match ever in the Coliseum last Saturday. And so they've been working extremely hard, and I've been getting to do what I enjoy most, which is teaching. And we have a group that it needs a lot of teaching, and we've been getting a lot of work done this spring.
Obviously, you knew you were going to have some work to get done in the springtime, and without seniors, how do you approach this spring differently than the last couple of years when you had so much talent returning?
Well, each spring is much different depending on the team and the makeup of the team and how much experience. And so we're trying to develop a culture of how we're going to train and how we're going to compete together. And each day you can just see it building. And as they learn and work through these things and figuring each other out and figuring out their roles. So it's been really fun to watch. And you just, you know, and I talked to Coach Pelini today. We just got done working out, you know, and he was all upset about his team didn't have a good practice yesterday. And sometimes that can happen in the spring. But this group, they're just so hungry to get better, and they've been working really hard, and we've been really pleased with their development, and they can see themselves getting better every day.
Well, did you calm Coach Pelini down a little bit?
Yeah, we started talking about golf stories and the Masters, so he got his mind off the team.
There you go. Talking with Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, you talked about getting everybody ready for their roles. One of the kids that has done a little moving around is Brooke Delano. Tell us about – it looks like she had a good match against Missouri State last week. Tell us about how her moving and getting adjusted is coming along.
Yeah, Brooke is blossoming before her eyes, and you know she had major surgery toward the end of last season, and I think a lot of the reasons why she had that surgery was really holding her back is what she could do. Now that she's got everything fixed and she's healthy, she's really blossoming into the player that we thought she could be. We've moved her to the opposite the setter or the right side, and I think we may have found the right position for her. So. She's becoming an all-around player for us. She's hitting out of the front row, back row. She's a great blocker, and she's a great competitor. I mean, she won four state championships here in two different sports at Bellevue West. So she's bringing an element of competitiveness to our team, and has had a great spring.
Tara Mueller had 14 kills to lead you against Missouri State. Is it going to be fair to say that this will be Tara Mueller's team this fall?
No, I don't think that is fair to say because – but I am talking to her about she has a different role this year than she did last year. And the way it was with Jordan Larson, it was the same thing. Jordan had to, you know, go from being a freshman to kind of, you know, having fun and no pressure to having all the pressure on her. And I think Tara's in that transition right now where she is becoming a main player on our team. And the level of our play is going to rely on her level of play in a dramatic way. And so this has been a great spring for her to start understanding that and embracing that and being able to handle that load. And so she's developing in that, but she can't do it by herself. And we're going to have, you know, that whole class, Caitlin Banworth, Tara, Sydney Anderson, and Brooke now emerging. I mean, along with Corey, those are going to be the kids that are going to kind of set the tone for this team and provide the leadership.
Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, spring is a lot different than it was 5-10 years ago. You're getting to play these exhibition matches. You're getting to travel. You're getting some D1 schools that you get to face off with. How much does that help you instead of just in the old days, practice, practice, practice?
Well, I just think, you know, I think some college coaches view the spring as just kind of train and go, you know, go play in a bunch of matches and someday and at some, you know, club gym somewhere. But we approach this as a fall-like match. And I think it's invaluable because, like I said, we have four players that are going to be playing their third college match ever. And so for them to go through and play in front of a big crowd, and we had 2,400 here Saturday night. We're going to have 2,500 in Scotts Bluff. It's going to be a big deal. They're getting interviewed. They're in the newspaper. You know, they're going through what it's going to be like in the fall. And like I keep telling our team, we're going to open on national TV against Michigan in the AVCA showcase. And we're going to have some young players that we're going to be relying on. So the experiences they're gaining through these matches, to me, is invaluable. And we're just so appreciative that people in Nebraska will come out and support this team and create that environment. And I know if you talk to football, it's the same with them. You know, when they get 60, 80,000 for a spring football game, I mean, it changes the whole dynamics of that competition.
And as you touched on, it's not like the football team could go out west or come to Kearney and have a facility to hold it. And even though it'll be a smaller gymnasium, obviously it's already sold out. Talk about the importance of and the advantage to be able to get out and have your team be seen by different portions of the state.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of great players from the western part of Nebraska, and Jordan Wilberger, who I'm not sure many people thought she would develop into a great player, certainly has emerged. And this is an opportunity for us to go back to her hometown. And so to me, that part of it is just really special to have our players experience Western Nebraska. So a Tara Mueller, a Kayla Banworth, a Sydney Anderson, you know, but those guys, Allison McNeil from Texas, they get to go back and see what Western Nebraska is all about, you know, because they hear about Scott's Bluff and, you know, and they studied it in history. But until you go there, you know, to develop that appreciation and how wonderful the people are. So that part of it is just a great opportunity for our players. And then the other part is the fact that, you know, we value and place a high value on the support that we get in the entire state. And we keep saying that, you know, it's the Husker Nation. We can't do this by ourselves. And I love to tell this story in all the talks that I get the opportunity to speak at during the spring. Is, you know, every time I go to some small town in Nebraska, I'll tell Coach Osborne, and he's already been there. So I think he's been everywhere in the state. And, you know, and he understands that this is the Husker Nation, and this is the Husker Nation's team. And anytime we get a chance to be a part of that anywhere in the state, it's great for everybody.
Well, I know that all started with Coach Devaney because some talks that we had years ago when Coach was making the travels, I know he'd been just about everywhere, and now you get a chance to go to Scott's Bluff. And you mentioned that when the season starts again, Omaha and Nebraska hosting the showcase. This year the Big Ten comes in. Tell us about – pick who you want, or do you kind of send out invitations? How does it come together to pick the other teams and now the other conference to come in with you in Kansas State?
Yeah, it's done by the AVCA, which is American Volleyball Coaches Association, and they set these tournaments up, and they're trying to go to this format similar to what basketball does, you know, conference challenges where you play two teams from each conference, and that creates interest, it creates rivalries. So, you know, last year it was the Pac-10, this year it's going to be the Big Ten. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the SEC next year because we've agreed to host it for 3 years. But they choose the teams and try to figure all that out on what great matchups would be and great storylines and so on. So that's what they've decided this year. And you know, for us, it's just another opportunity to play in Omaha. And we're hosting the regionals there in December. You know, obviously our goal is to get to that regional. And so this is another great opportunity for our players to play in front of a big crowd. And a big match, and then also, you know, our fans in the state, if they can't get in the Coliseum, this is a chance to see the Huskers play.
Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook, last question, Coach. We touched on at the beginning of the interview when we said indoor portion of the season. The sand volleyball has become a bigger and bigger thing. It's still in its infancy, but I know Nebraska's involved in that to fill the fans in on what's to come there on the sand court.
Well, we after this weekend, our indoor part of our season is finished for the spring, and then we'll start our beach season for 1 week. And that next weekend, the beach championships, they've invited 8 schools to come into. It's at UC Riverside in California. It's east of Los Angeles, and they've actually taken the football stadium and built sand courts in it, so they don't have football there anymore. So that's kind of an interesting side note. But the AVP, which is the Professional Volleyball Association, which Jenny Kropp from Grand Island plays on, Rachel Schwartz was out there and actually played in the when they came to the Quest Center in February, and many of our players have aspirations of going into the AVP. They will also be playing their tournament at the same time in this football stadium setup. So it's going to be a great opportunity. We were invited. We'll be sending 4 teams out there to play, and we'll spend next week getting ready for that in our indoor sand court, you know, that we built a few years ago.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of work, but a good reward to end the spring. And, Coach, we always appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Do you got Tiger or do you got the field?
I got to play Augusta a couple years ago, and It's an amazing place. And, you know, I think to me, it's not about who wins it. It's just watching the story unfold and watching those guys play those holes with so much tradition and story. That's what I love about it. It's just the tradition and the, you know, and when you go there and you just, I don't know, it's just a really special place. I mean, it's almost spiritual in a way that you can just feel the history there. And that's what I really enjoy following.
Well, another one to chalk off the list. I'm pretty sure that would have been a lot of fun. And, Coach, we hope you have a lot of fun in Scott's Bluff on Saturday. And, as always, thanks for the time.
Okay, I'll bring my clubs out to Scott's Bluff. Maybe we can get a round in out there.
Some beautiful courses. Thanks, Coach.
Okay, thanks.
Coach John Cook, Nebraska volleyball coach. Scott's Bluff does have beautiful courses, but Augusta, Scott's Bluff.
I'm going to lean towards Augusta.
Man.
I might have to talk to Coach Cook and see if he can get me on Augusta, too.
I didn't know he'd done that.
How? God. How do you not get on Augusta, a man of your stature?
Not good.
Well, you don't have to be good.
Nothing. I got
you. There it is.
Hold on.
It's peaceful.
Down, boy. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. When we come back, another Masters leaderboard update here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
If you like auctions because you like to save big money, don't miss Kearney Yamaha's 24th Annual Inventory Reduction Auction Sunday, April 19th. The auction starts at 10 a.m. sharp and will feature over 85 three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft.
This is Craig Stokerbrand at Kearney Yamaha. If you've been to one of our auctions, you already know how much money you can save. Some items sell for as much as $2,000 under regular market prices. Don't miss out on this one-time-a-year opportunity to buy three-wheelers, four-wheelers, motorcycles, and personal watercraft at unbelievably low prices.
You can also bid on thousands of dollars worth of new and used parts and accessories. This year, Kearney Yamaha will also have all of their apparel marked down to incredibly low prices. You can buy t-shirts for as little as $5 and save hundreds of dollars on leather coats and chaps. This money-saving opportunity only happens once a year. Don't miss Kearney Yamaha's annual inventory reduction auction Sunday, April 19th at 10 a.m. sharp in the Kearney Yamaha parking lot.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partly sunny skies develop across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-50s. Winds will also turn to the east later today at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, fall off to about 32 with southeast winds of 5 to 10, on the way to 62 for high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Hello, friends.
Jesus. From the Butler Cabin.
From the Butler Cabin. I'm Jim Nance. Trivia question, Doug.
Uh-oh. Chris Masnett filling in for the daddy, throwing out trivia. This is already more of a contribution than daddy.
Okay. Who wrote the Masters music?
Hootie the Owl?
Who wrote the Masters music? The name of the song, oddly enough, Augusta, if you can imagine that.
It's cool, but not quite as big a beat as Road to Omaha, which we play
also
the College World Series. I believe... the guy that wrote this song was the same guy that wrote the song for Caddyshack, right?
close. Dave Loggins, writing the Masters music. Dave, don't call me Kenny Loggins. He's all right. Don't nobody worry about him because he wrote the Masters music.
There are words to it.
And it's god-awful.
And if Derek plays it, we pummel him. What's going on next week?
I don't know.
The NBA starts to wind down. Yeah, the NHL starts to wind down. You've got the Nebraska spring game, and I guess if the weather cooperates on the local scene, we're going to have a lot more UNK, Hastings College, spring football practice also going to be winding down for those schools. And And we're finally probably going to see some good competition in high school, whether it's especially track and golf.
And
soccer kids have done okay, but we're ready for track and golf.
UNK baseball also entering kind of a critical part of their season. They're going to be at home pretty much the whole last month of the season. They host Hastings next week, next Wednesday. They've got a couple big RMAC series coming up at home as they try to get back in position to get into the postseason in the RMAC. So you'd like to see the weather get nice for the Lopers so they can get outside, maybe try and make a run, maybe try and get back into that RMAC tournament and see if they can win it again.
Just a couple of minutes left here on the Doug and Daddy Show on this Friday. I want to remind you, if you missed any of the interviews from earlier in the week, Jason Sobel from ESPN.com from Augusta yesterday. Also earlier in the week, we talked with Drew Shenick, the new head coach of the Tri-City Storm, Augie Garrido, the Texas baseball manager, winningest baseball coach in the history of college baseball, Steve Stewart from the Kansas City Royals Radio Network. We talked Shrine Bowl with Glenn Snodgrass from Overton, one of the assistant coaches. Back on Monday, a lot of talk about the state volleyball tournament moving to Grand Island. If you want to hear any of those interviews or any parts of the show, go to ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the Doug and Daddy podcast, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. They're looking forward to seeing their friends rolling back into town for the Easter weekend. Old friends or new friends, stop by and see them this weekend at Cunningham's Journal and The Loft in the downtown Kearney Center. Derek, you colored your Easter eggs yet, bud?
No, not yet. Not quite yet. I think maybe me and the wife will do that tomorrow. Sorry, I can't even joke about that. We're not doing that. Absolutely.
You strike me as the kind of guy that colors Easter eggs black.
No. I go with the festive colors, the light blues of Easter and whatnot.
Evidently,
yes.
I'm doing some of that tomorrow.
Oh, are you really?
Well, you're an artiste.
Well, you know.
Are you doing, like, the whole thing where you have to, like, blow the egg out? And
are you doing, like, the hand painting, like, intricate, like, the little designs and stuff? Or is this going to be dump it in the dye and wait 5 minutes?
There is going to be swat the chicken out of the way, boil the egg, put in the, I can't even think of the name of the dye. How sad is that?
Yeah. It's a down-home due to Easter.
Yeah,
that's all we know.
There you go. And then I'm going to let my nephew and niece go crazy.
There you go.
Chad Campbell. Coming back to the pack like he did yesterday. He had it to 11 under. He double bogeys the 12th hole.
I want to ask a question. Who said the Masters was over about 45 minutes ago?
I think I said, should I make the call? I believe I said, should I make the call? I also asked you, is it over?
And I said no. I said no.
So now it's a 3-shot lead over Kenny Perry. God, he had to dump it in the water on 12 then, didn't he?
Probably.
So Campbell, he is at 9 under through 12. Kenny Perry is 6 under through 8. Jim Furyk, 6 under, yet to tee off. Hunter Mahan is starting to come back a little bit. He had a disastrous start. He's 1 over now, 5 under for the tournament. Also, a little deep into his round here. What else we got there, Derek? Mike Weir, even for the day, 3 under for the tournament. Tiger Woods, he gave it back on 6, or 7, he bogeyed, so he's still at 2 under. Olathabal at 2 under. Norman Longer, Westwood still to tee off. 76 today for Larry Mize, but should make the cut. It looks like even par right now will be the cut. Phil Mickelson to go later today. Anthony Kim, hello.
Yo.
Anthony Kim is making a move. 4 under through 7 to get into 1 under today.
My boy, Anthony Kim.
Today.
If I were to bet on the Masters, which I can't because it's illegal in Nebraska, I probably would have taken Anthony Kim in a Masters pool.
Well, because you would you love him and want to emulate him and want a belt buckle.
I want my Anthony Kim belt buckle. I need my Anthony Kim belt buckle. I've got to have my Anthony Kim belt buckle. Is that too much? I probably said too much.
Is Daddy back Monday?
He is.
No, he's not.
He's not?
No, he's not.
No,
not even a chance. We're not sure whether they're going to let him back in the country, actually.
We can only hope not. If they got to get him off the beach first, then who knows if they got a vehicle strong enough to tow him off the sand down there.
How much sun does Daddy suck in just to make one full tan?
How long does it take the sun to orbit Daddy, you think?
Cabo's probably gone a little dark over the last couple of days down there.
I know it has for a couple of them. Hello! 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number. You can call us anytime, but we'll usually only answer it during the Doug and Daddy Show. But you can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll get back into our Ace Hardware and Toro Bull or No Bull emails next week. We'll see who the Masters champion is, break that down. We'll catch up with Paul Merkowitz. We'll catch up with Daryl Morris as spring ball starts to wind down for them. We'll see how volleyball's been going for the spring. We'll talk a little high school athletics as well. And you never know what's going to pop up as we see the last week. You never know what's going to happen
right.
in the world of sports. We want to thank Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and for Chris Bassnett for joining us as well, filling in for the daddy.
Always a pleasure, my good friend.
Enjoy the Masters this weekend. Derek, Baz, have a happy Easter, guys.
Same to you, buddy.
Same to you.
All right, we're out of here. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio's Superstation, 1460 AM, 1550 AM.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.